Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Medical Minds Conversations with Guthrie Experts. I'm Steve Ostrous, joined as always by Dr. Corinne Johnston. And you know, Dr. Johnston, we always phone a friend, bring in another expert into our little family here for conversation. But we don't need to bring in an expert because we've got one right here. You're our expert as our family medicine physician.
Yeah. You know, as I say in many of our episodes, I'm the doctor that knows a little bit about a lot of things. So I think the idea of let's hit on a couple of those things. What are common things I see in my practice and that we talk about often with patients?
Perfect. I think we're going to go ahead and call them Medical Minds Minis. So this is going to be our first mini. So what's our first topic?
So I think today we're going to talk about headaches. I think it's a great place to start. And with the changing seasons, certainly going to be maybe seeing some triggers in a certain type of headache called a migraine. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about that.
Excellent. I know from my own family, you know, my wife is a migraine sufferer. And, you know, my son gets them too. And for me, it's always been weird because not only do I not get migraines, I rarely get headaches. So I think neither of them likes me all that much when they're going through a migraine, but I've learned, I know, right. Well, and or any other time for that matter, but I've just learned a lot from, you know, having them as family members, because I would just probably incorrectly assume, it's just a headache. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So 90% of headaches fall into the bucket, one of three buckets. So there's migraines, tension, and cluster. A tension headache is the most common type of headache. That's the one where it's usually both sides of your head. Sometimes it feels like there's a band around your head. Your neck might hurt. Your jaw might hurt. You know, I always think of I'm stressed and I'm really working hard. You know, I didn't sleep well last night, so I clenched. And that's, like I said, the most common type in the general population. Cluster headaches, much less likely. Those type of headaches are horrible. I remember in medical school, they had a picture, an artist's rendition of a cluster headache. It's usually one-sided and it's in the eye. And they had this person and there was like a devil essentially like pulling the eyelids open and it had like an ice pick. Yeah. So can be associated with like tearing of the eye and they cluster together. So someone might get them seasonally for like a week straight. And they can be hard to break. Not one that I hope you or I ever experience.
So how long does that usually take someone out of commission then? If you said they kind of all happen within that week.
Yeah. So they tend to, it depends on the patient. We can see some people that cluster for a couple of days. Some people, it might be a week. Sometimes people, it's a season. And there are medicines we try to use to abort that. Or some patients, we actually use oxygen therapy to try to break that headache for them. But of the three, the least likely to see, but perhaps the worst of the three.
Okay. I'm going to ask you now, oxygen therapy. Can you explain a little bit more about what that is?
Yeah. So, you know, I think most of us are used to seeing, like, my grandmother had emphysema and she had the nasal cannula, right? The little small tube in her nose. What this is actually is called high flow oxygen. So it's bigger kind of tubes that go into the nose and push the oxygen at a pretty high rate. Really hard thing for us to try to get patients covered outpatient, right? It's a hard thing for me as a primary care doctor to get you in your home. But sometimes if they're in the emergency room or if they end up having to be admitted, that's a way to treat that that headache.
All right. So that probably brings us to migraine, the one that I'm becoming more and more familiar with.
Yeah. So migraine, most common reason that patients seek care, either at a doctor's office or at an emergency department for a headache. So migraines really are recurrent attacks, right? In adults, they're usually on one side and they tend to be kind of behind the eye. Actually, in children, a lot of times they're actually both sides. They're bilateral. So a little bit different in our pediatric population. I'm assuming your family tells you this. They're throbbing, pulsatile, sometimes very commonly nausea, vomiting, light, sound, smells, all bothersome.
Yes. All of the above. And all they need a dark place. They need to be by themselves. Just, you know, go away and come back later kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it usually has some kind of trigger. So it might be stress, hormones. So a lot of times women might have it around their cycles, something visual, you know, sometimes it's the way the light can hit things, weather changes, foods, lack of sleep. And it presents with what we would call like a crescendo pattern. So a lot of patients will tell you, if I can catch it early when it's not so bad, I can get rid of it before it gets to that point where you're in a dark room.
That's exactly what they both do, right? It's all about catching it early. Not that it's going to solve it, but it helps.
Yeah. And so, you know, reasons to talk about your doctor with it, you know, about it, you might be on a medication that maybe triggers it. So some women, oral contraceptive pills can trigger migraines, certain types. So you might want to look at that. You know, if it's happening more days than not, we talk about the number of headache days. You might be a candidate for a medicine you take every day to prevent it. Or you might be a candidate for a certain type of medicine that treats that type of a migraine headache. So one you would take when you have that onset.
So I've heard of people having, you know, taking shots and all sorts of different things. Is that a common occurrence for this?
Yeah. So there are some newish, I guess I would call them, therapies that are out with monthly shots that people will use to prevent a headache. Most insurances and primary care docs are going to try to get you to try a pill first. But for folks where maybe one or two classes of a daily pill doesn't work, then that shot kind of comes in to help prevent those migraines from occurring.
I'll put you on the spot a little bit. I've also heard, you know, in my WebMD about Botox. Is that something that people use to stop these?
Yeah, so neurologists will use that. And unfortunately for all you out there hoping that means you're going to be able to get rid of your forehead wrinkles or your 11 that they call it in the middle, it's not that. It's actually injections into muscles that may be triggering those headaches. So that is an evaluation that moves forward. And we do have folks who get Botox injections to help prevent.
So can you talk a little bit about going, I guess, full circle back to the initial headache. What kind of treatment or just over-the-counter medication for just your run-of-the-mill headache? Or is it just one of those things, you know, just let it happen and you'll be fine?
Yeah. You know, and a lot of times in pregnant women, I'll use the line, 90% of your problems in early pregnancy can be fixed by drinking water. So I think that probably some of the most common reasons we're going to see those run-of-the-mill headaches in the office, tension headaches, sleep deprivation, dehydration. You know, if you're a road warrior and Monday through Friday, you drink 3 cups of coffee and then you wake up on a Sunday or Saturday or Sunday and you don't drink any, those are some of our most common. So yeah, over the counters, as long as your other healthcare problems allow you. So ibuprofen, acetaminophen, commonly known as Tylenol. For some people, it's the Excedrins. Remember when they had that shortage of Excedrin a couple, 5-7 years ago, it was such a big deal. Excedrin essentially is ibuprofen, aspirin, and caffeine. So, you know, you're getting yourself with that. So thinking about those things. Really interesting, Steve, though, you brought up a point. There's actually a type of headache too called a medication overuse headache. So if you're someone that's taking, you know, ibuprofen every other day or almost every day, you can actually develop a headache from overuse of those medications over months.
Okay. So you're trying to fight, and maybe it's not even that problem you're trying to fight, but whatever problem or illness that you're trying to fight, now you're actually causing another one.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that's where it's important. You know, I don't think you need to run to the doctor for every headache, but when you're noticing a pattern, when it's ongoing over months, that's something to go talk to your primary. And then I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention, you know, those red flags. What are the reason that you should be in the emergency room? Because you're one of those, you know, few percentile points or less than a percentile point of headache causes. So if you have one of those sudden onset, we call it a thunderclap, right? It's severe, sudden in onset, worst headache of my life, then absolutely you need to go to the emergency room. You know, if you have a migraine that just will not go away and you're stuck in a dark room, you're not able to eat or drink, you know, you definitely need to go to the ERs then as well.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Johnston. Great information on the different types of headaches and the severity and a little bit of treatment. So all of that in about 10 minutes. And I think a lot of patients listening right now got all the information they needed.
Absolutely. Thank you.